Black man has a weapon. The question, is he safe anywhere? Black men seem to be a mortal danger no matter what they do, say, or wear, or carry in their hands nowadays. I felt threatened. I thought he had a weapon. Seems to be the response from all of them. As if it's a line from a script. Or scriptured first, tattooed on the brains only to leave bloodstains to be removed by a can of Coca-Cola. It is time I break the blueprint down. Or shall I say the imprint of his pants? His way of creating life. Yes, his stroke, his poke, his swag, his touch, his laugh. But this ain't no joke. As I break down sports, another distraction and tactics created just for you. Golf, basketball, football, baseball, all involve balls. Whether being placed in a whole basket, glove, or hand, the black man's balls compared to any race or culture does not stand a chance. You know they want to end our existence since its presence. Without us, they cannot survive. So some pretend to love us while others clearly despise. Trying to separate what is clearly meant to be. Black love. Black unity. Kings. We want nothing more than to worship the ground you walk on. We always have your front and your back, but they said he had a weapon. The question, is he safe anywhere? Well, we love feeling that weapon in the bedroom. Why you think we get upset when we think you give it away to anyone on any given Sunday? Like when Cochran used to be strolling through that courtroom. I said like when Cochran used to be strolling through that courtroom. The only people we are not representing right now are OJ and Kanye. Ooh, wait, stop, I'm getting a little hot. Queens, please stop using the body as a primary form of communication when it's just another cry for attention, where all we want to do is to be loved, uplifted, and respected. We are the epitome of black love. The fact the trilobites say there's something wrong with us when in reality there's something wrong with them. Decades or centuries of trying to find ways just to get a little bit darker. Laser, sun tanning. We are the chosen ones. Crystal dark people we've been taught to hate for decades. Their motto, it's cheaper to kill suspects than to wound them. If you wound them, you have to pay for them. You see, people are not really selecting which direction they are going, and they are being pushed. Pushed into this entire global system of racism that operates and exists in our everyday existence. You know if you get a people to demean and degrade themselves, you have that smoking gun, you have won. What we need? What we need is a PhD. And black self-respect and dignity. Without it, we will always be crying, begging on our knees. When you think of something black, powerful always comes to mind. Black whole, black energy, black man, so fine. Judges, graduates, all wear black robes. So you thought he had a weapon? Really? Well, he does. The power genetic materials of his testicles. The weapon, ladies and gentlemen, is his genitals.